The coronavirus pandemic certainly continues to capture our attention. Confirmed cases almost doubled in West Virginia yesterday. The West Virginia Department of Health and Human Resources reported 19 new cases, bringing the total count to 39. But what about other public health needs? Terrence Reedy is the health officer for the Berkeley Morgan County Health Department and the Jefferson County Health Department in the Eastern Panhandle. Liz McCormick spoke with Reedy over Skype to learn how he and his healthcare colleagues are juggling needs for the coronavirus and the needs for everything else.
The world is overwhelmed and shaken right now over this new coronavirus. But there are still other major public health issues that aren't going away, such as HIV, family planning needs, the opioid epidemic, needle exchange programs. Looking at those issues that we still have and some of the unique issues that we have here in West Virginia, how do we balance the needs of all of these public health issues while also dealing with this growing coronavirus?
It's certainly a challenge. There are some public health needs that are met very well in this country, such as clean water and good sewage. Those things need to still be maintained throughout this. And then preventive services. So some things like a lot of adult vaccinations and mammograms and colonoscopies, it's probably not that big a deal to wait a few months until this is hopefully better. So a lot of wellness checks will be delayed. But we can't forget about treatment of everything else, because most of what people are going to die from is not the coronavirus, it's other problems, whether it's heart attacks or appendicitis or regular old pneumonia.
What are some solutions now you're trying to work at when it comes to balancing the coronavirus and treating those who are affected by it and these other issues and other needs that people will inevitably experience?
So most of my conversations on this matter have been recognizing that this coronavirus is going to outstrip all other phone calls and all other requests for services from everything else. So many of our basic things are being put on hold. There's some things we can't put on hold, such as sexually transmitted disease treatment, figuring out other ways to do stuff so people can get their birth control pills refilled. Some things like childhood vaccinations, well, we're not really worried at the moment about getting the kids their shots so they can start school in August. That would be one of the things we're starting to gear up for. That's kind of off the table right now. And hopefully in August we will be doing that again. So we're having to prioritize by what things can't wait. Our health department has closed its doors, like we've closed the doors to walk-ins. That's a hard, sudden change to make, but I think we need to think of this like a snowstorm. And you say, the snowstorm's coming, get home, get safe.
And Dr. Reedy, I'm sure you've heard and read about the hospitals that have been closing in West Virginia. And I'm just curious, from a public health standpoint, how do you foresee us responding to that in the state in terms of this pandemic?
So it's going to be difficult to respond to everywhere. What we have that may help us is our geography, that people are not as much clustered in big metropolitan areas. So there are people who are able to pretty much stay away from crowds. So we may be fortunate in that regard. Only time's going to tell. As far as the medical system, it's hard in a rural area to have experts in some medical areas nearby, you know, within a 30, 40 minute drive, and recognizing the problems could be difficult. We have a lot of what are called critical access hospitals that have a quite limited ability to handle extremely ill cases.
Of course, the governor announced that the first confirmed case of coronavirus here in West Virginia was in Jefferson County. Has that put you guys more on edge right now as you're also trying to meet the needs of these other issues?
In some ways, there's a sense of relief of the anticipation of, is this going to happen? We say it did. Now deal with it. Now, we've been trying to deal with it anyway, but it's like we've moved into a different phase. It was certainly no surprise. We have many people, especially in Jefferson County, commute to the Baltimore-Washington area daily. There are people from Northern Virginia and Maryland who commute to work in offices in the Eastern Panhandle.
Dr. Reedy, is there anything else that you would like to add? Anything that you feel you want to share kind of going forward as it pertains to, you know, meeting those other needs that will inevitably be there, even with coronavirus?
So I think dealing with this, we need the same basic skills and approach that we should have with everything. We need to be civil and forgiving of each other, not the blame game of why wasn't this done and why wasn't this done. Just look around. The whole world's suffering from this. So we need to treat each other, you know, properly. And if we say something one day and have to change our mind, I wouldn't, you know, mock someone for being wrong one day. It's just, you know, we keep learning.
That was Terrence Reedy, health officer for the Berkeley Morgan County Health Department and the Jefferson County Health Department, speaking with Liz McCormick. To keep up with the latest news on coronavirus issues in West Virginia, visit our website at wvpublic.org.